6:06 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It's Monday, July the 11th, 2022. A great program for you today at 6:30. We'll be joined in studio by the original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael. We'll hear his commentary for the day. And then at 7:15, we're joined in studio by our good friend, John Harris, the founder and CEO of the Tennessee Firearms Association, whose goal is to protect Second Amendment rights of citizens here in the state of Tennessee. But now we are joined in studio by our good friend, Kelly Phillips, who's a candidate for Metro Nashville Public School Board in the 4th District. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I guess the question is, how are you? Because we are 24 days away from the election. 24 days. Early voting begins this Friday. And you wanted to share a little bit about early voting. Where can people vote here in Davidson County starting Friday?
So starting Friday, going through Tuesday, you can vote downtown at the Howard School Building. Mm-hmm. So that's where early voting is going to be for the first part of it. Then starting on the 20th, going through the 30th, you're going to be able to vote at your local early voting area. So at mine, it's going to be the Hermitage Library on James K. Lane.
The Hermitage Library on James K. Lane.
Yep, that's
right. And that will start Tuesday the 19th, is that right? Or Wednesday the
20th? It starts in Hermitage on Wednesday the 19th, so whatever district you're in, it's
going to
be.
Well, Wednesday's the 20th, right?
So, right, the 20th.
Yeah, so Wednesday the 20th.
Yeah.
Okay. And then early voting ends on the 30th.
Correct.
Saturday. TikTok goes a clock because then we have the Saturday's the 30th. Sunday is the 31st. Monday is the 1st.
Yep.
And Thursday, Election Day.
Big day.
Is the 4th. It seemed to have jumped on us really here quickly, right? Only 24 days left.
Yeah, time tends to do that the older we get, doesn't it? It seems like it's been, you know, over a year that I've been campaigning, but then now that we're in the last stretch of it, it's in the blink of an eye.
Now, tell us exactly the 4th District. Tell us the boundaries of the 4th District.
Okay.
And a little bit about what you've been doing for your campaign, Kelly Phillips.
Okay, so District 4 is the McGavock cluster, and that's going to be Hermitage, Old Hickory, and Donelson. And McGavock is a large school cluster. So as far as what I've been doing in the campaign, you know, I have great people that are helping me. I've gotten the opportunity to meet so many people, you know, knocking doors.
So tell me about that. When you say knocking doors, when did you start knocking on doors? And how many doors have you personally knocked on, and do other people? Well, let's get the numbers of that out first.
Right. Well, in our district, we've probably reached, I would say, 500, 600 people knocking on doors. And I have people that go out and help me, so I don't necessarily get the opportunity to knock on every door. But I will tell you what I do, and anybody who knows me knows that I can have a rally anywhere. I had one last week in the line at Hobby Lobby and met 8 people and got 6 votes while waiting in line at Hobby Lobby to check out. So I take the opportunity to meet people wherever I go.
How many votes are you going to need on August 4th to win this election?
I think it's 7,000 votes.
7,000 votes?
Yeah, yeah. It's a big number.
How many of them do you think you have already?
Well, I would like to say 51%, just for odds' sake. You know, that's a hard number to guess. But I mean, based on the people that we've talked to, you know, I expect to have a good turnout on the registered Republicans that we've spoken to, mm-hmm. some independents, and then even some Democrats that are leaning towards voting Republican.
So you are a Republican on the ballot in this. On August 4th, for county-level elections, this is the general election. It's not the primary.
Correct.
It's the general election.
Yes.
People you are the Republican.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are only, from what I can tell, what there are 5 district seats up this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans are competing in 2 of those 5. Is that right?
Correct.
And you're one.
I'm one of them, and then Todd Pembroke is in District 2.
He's in District 2. Mm-hmm. But the other districts are, there's no Republican candidate.
There's no Republican candidates. We do have two independent candidates that mm-hmm. are running. Fran Bush is in District 6, so she's a current school board mm-hmm. member. And
running as an independent.
Correct, running as an independent. And then Amy Pate is in District 8, so you know, remember Pate for 8, mm-hmm. And she's running as an independent. So those are good people.
When we come back, we'll talk with Kelly Phillips about the issues and her opponent in the 4th District for Metro Nashville Public School Board. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. It's 6:18 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, joined in studio by Kelly Phillips, who is a Republican candidate for Metro Nashville Public School Board in the 4th District, which includes the area of Hermitage and McGavick and all that area. Early voting begins on Friday. From Friday until Tuesday of this week, you can early vote at the Howard Street School District
Howard
Center.
School Building.
Howard School Building. Thank you. And then starting on Wednesday the 20th, you can vote at the Hermitage Library on what street was that again?
It's James K. It's if you live in Hermitage or in that area, it's across the street from the police precinct, and it's right on the corner there of Central Pike.
From Wednesday the 20th until Saturday the 30th, and then actual in-person election day, Thursday, August 4th, and that's 24 days from today. So this election is here upon us. Now, you are the Republican candidate.
I am.
Tell us about the Democrat candidate.
Well, the Democratic candidate is Dr. Berthina Nabaa-McKinney, and she actually sat on our school board before in mm-hmm. a temporary placement in, I believe it was 2019, the school board member for District 4 passed away. And
she was appointed temporarily.
Temporarily.
She's kind of far left from what I can tell. At bet, I mean, that's probably even an understatement.
A bit, I would say. Yeah. I'm night and day from her.
She's been endorsed by, what? She's been endorsed by
MNEA.
Metro Nashville Education Association. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. So there's one union backing her.
Yeah, and they actually backed her while John Little was still the board member before the primary. So they backed her.
She won the primary over John Little. Now, was John elected or appointed?
John was elected in the special election to put a permanent member on. So he didn't serve his full four-year term.
He lost in the Democratic primary in May to her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the issue, he wasn't far left enough, apparently.
I guess not. I think that most people in our district wanted a change when they wanted the far left,
mm-hmm.
and she fit the bill, and that's my opponent. She had a big piggy bank going into the primary. She had almost $30,000 going into the primary for mm-hmm. donations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now she's been endorsed by a real far left union, SEIU, right? Mm-hmm. Service Employees International Union.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are real far left.
Her endorsements by the unions, basically, to me, as a parent, whether I was running mm-hmm. or not, what I would look at is this person being endorsed, is she going to speak as herself first without any outside interest mm-hmm. influencing what she does? So it is concerning to me as a parent first and a candidate second that there are a lot of unions backing her, because then you wonder where her decisions
yeah,
are going to go.
Yeah, in terms of the kinds of things that she would vote for versus what you would vote for, I'm guessing she would be opposed to charter schools.
She is. We actually, when we found out that the charter school children were kicked out of the MNPS sports leagues, we actually started a petition online, because I don't think that's acceptable. I think that when children were kept out of our schools and kept away from each other for so long, mm-hmm. that to take away something like a sport, which is good for their mental and physical health, that's unacceptable. So we started an online petition, and in the press release that we put out, it asked her to publicly say, you know, reverse this decision, and she never commented.
Well, those are kind of even separate issues. Right now, in sort of a vindictive way, The Metro National Public School Boards and Adrian Battle have said charter school kids can't participate in sports.
Right.
And they are publicly funded.
Correct.
And it seemed to be just a vindictive thing that be done. Where does that stand right now?
They were given a league to participate in, so that was resolved. But I think there's still a little bit of a sour taste in people's mouth over that because no one was given an opportunity.
So are the charter school kids competing in their own school league now?
Yeah, it's a league in combination with another league. It's a smaller, group, and it's just going to limit the opportunities, I think, on some of these kids because, sports lead to scholarships in high school.
So let's talk a little bit about charter school themselves. The way charter schools have worked here, charter schools are publicly funded but privately managed, typically.
Correct.
And most of the evidence suggests that many charter schools perform better than public schools. The pattern has been some entrepreneurial group will come in and say, we want to do a charter school in Metro Nashville. And Metro Nashville Public School Board almost unanimously says, no, you can't. And then they go to the way the law works. They go to the Tennessee Higher Education Commission, which then says, I'm not sure which agency it is. I mean, a different one. But there's an agency above that that then says, according to state law, they allow that typically.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, as far as you're concerned, would you support charter schools if you're elected to Metro Nashville Public School Board?
Oh, definitely. I'm going to support anything that gives a parent more choices for their child because every child is different. Every child learns differently in different environments. And to take away an option, I don't think is a good route for us to take.
Your opponent, I'm guessing, is absolutely opposed to charter schools.
Not a fan. She is not a fan of the charter schools.
Yeah.
And in her mind, taking the charter schools and putting them separate means that more focus will go into our larger schools, and that's where she wants it, is in the bigger schools.
So let's talk about other differentiations between you and your opponent.
Okay.
My guess is she loves all the left-wing, they call it, it's basically critical race theory, but they call it social-emotional learning. But
yes.
My guess is she's all in favor of all that stuff.
Correct. Very much so.
Isn't she like a leading proponent of it?
She is. If you go on my Facebook page, Kelly Phillips for School District 4, I've posted some links to some of the forums we've been in, and her complete answers are on there. Yes, she is a big fan of that. A big fan.
So what exactly does she say?
She thinks that it is a necessity within our schools because, as far as I'm concerned on things like that, you have to ask yourself how much government, how much outside influences do you want inside your school helping your child in a, quote unquote, well-rounded environment. That she is a proponent for that. And that we differ greatly on several things. But that's
so you're different in the sense that your T-shirt you're wearing says just a mom, right?
I am. I am just a mom. And that came about because I was talking to somebody. I meet people wherever I go. And she said, I've seen your signs. And I was actually talking to somebody and they said, well, you're uneducated. You're not as educated as she is and you're not qualified and you're just a mom. And I said, I am a mom. But there's nothing just about me. I said, when I'm determined, I'm a force of nature. we turned it into a good thing.
She's a doctor of what?
1 minute.
That's a good question. We might have to Google that. I'm not sure, but I don't have a doctor in front of my name. But you know what? I don't need that.
She's
to
not
know
a medical doctor, though,
kids.
Is she?
No.
She's got a...
We talked about it last time. We looked it up, and I can't remember, but yeah, it's... A fancy degree doesn't necessarily make
things better. It sounds
like
it's a doctorate in left-wing propaganda, right?
I'll take it. Well, a lot of people on that school board right now and that are making decisions have those fancy degrees, and that's gotten us into the mess that we're in. So
Kelly Phillips, just a mom, running for the Metro Nashville Public School Board in the 4th District. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Anytime.
We'll be back with more with Crom Carmichael after this. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.